Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. So I just came out here to do some quick little stories for you all. I hope everyone had a good day, and if you didn't have a good day, hopefully you know this tea will soothe you as you climb in bed at night, because I know it will soothe me. So I just want to come on here and just do a quick little story on this craziness going on with Young Miami and P. Diddy. Now, for those of y'all who don't know, P. Diddy is a hip-hop mogul. You know, he's a very iconic and slightly problematic figure in hip-hop. You know, in the 90s, he was one of the rappers who really, you know, brought hip-hop to you know, a global stage with his record company, Bad Boy Entertainment. And, you know, since then, he's gone into reality TV. He started a lot of groups and stole money from a lot of them groups and a lot of them rappers. But that's a conversation for another day, you know. And, you know, he's really done his thing. And even though people may not like him, you know, I will say this, you know, P. Diddy did take hip hop to a whole nother level. But, you know, he's in the news today because it came out that he, you know, welcomed the birth of a baby girl with this woman. And sources are saying that the woman is, you know, married. That's really haven't been confirmed. But that's what everybody's saying, that the woman was married and that it was a one night stand and she, you know, gave birth to his child. I believe this will be his 7th child. You know, he has 6 other kids. Most of them are young adults, and you know, a few of them are in the industry themselves, you know, and his kids are very, you know, social media savvy, and I will say they do hang together. You know, I will say he does have his kids do know each other and hang together, even though he has kids with different women. But, you know, this news really, you know, lit social media up, because P. Diddy's in his 50s. And again, this woman is allegedly married. But let me look up P. Diddy's age. P. Diddy is 53. You know, and when I saw this, you know, the first thing that popped in my mind was, I'm like, P. Diddy, you are too old to be doing shit like this. Okay, you know. Granted, people can have kids, well, you know, at whatever age in life they want to have kids, and you can afford a kid, then by all means have it. But I'm sorry, you know, it's the sleeping with a married woman. And, you know, I doubt for a minute that Diddy didn't know she was married. I think he knew, he just didn't give a damn. And I'm going to get on that, why I think that, in a few minutes. But, you know, P. Diddy is too old for this. It's just so weird that P. Diddy and Nick Cannon are in their 40s and 50s, and they're just having all these kids left and right and just, you know, not protecting themselves. Okay, P. Diddy is a damn billionaire. I believe he's a billionaire. I know he's a millionaire. And I know that woman happy she done got that bag, because she looks like, and I hate to say that, she looks like the type. But again, I'm going to get on that later. You know, another thing that's making this story go viral is Young Miami, who's from the populous Florida rap girl group, the City Girls. You know, her and Diddy been, you know, having this thing for a year now. And, you know, when it came out that P. Diddy was, you know, having a baby, a lot of people were confused, because Young Miami is a very popular person people follow on Instagram. And, you know, a lot of people were like, well, Young Miami doesn't look pregnant. And then it came out what the baby mama looked like. And people were clowning Young Miami, saying that, you know, you're supposed to be Diddy's girl and you're doing this and you're doing that. And then, you know, people were pulling up old videos, because she has a little talk show, and P. Diddy was the first guest on there. And, you know, there were videos about her and him talking about what relationship they have. And, you know, Young Miami basically said, well, he can go fuck whoever he wants, I can go fuck whoever I want. And that's the relationship they had. But, you know, how she's reacting to this, you know, news makes me think, you know, no, it was more than that. It was more than that. And what's even more crazy is that DJ Academics, who's a popular hip-hop YouTuber who usually gets involved in a lot of these artists' beef and stuff, he also went viral because him and Young Miami had a very, you know, interesting exchange on Twitter. And I'm just going to play you all these short little clips from my girl B with the T about what happened, and then we'll go back with the rest of my commentary.
But before we get into this tea, y'all already know I'm gonna put y'all on some holiday deals. take a look. Cupcakes and Rosé Candle Company is a beautiful Black-owned luxury candle company. Their candles are created with the creamy coconut apricot wax and hand-poured with paraben and phthalates-free fragrance oils. Give the gift of luxury this holiday season. Check them out on Instagram at Cupcakes and Rosé Candle Company. And to place an order, just head on over to the website, cupcakesandrosé.com, where they also accept Affirm and Afterpay. Happy shopping. And I will have all the details in my description box below. Okay, you guys, so Diddy recently announced that he just had a baby girl. The baby was born in October, but Carisha was online going at it with academics because he basically said that she was the side chick and she was having a mental breakdown. So he said, "Young Miami mad at me for pointing out the obvious. You said you and that N go together real bad. That N had another baby with another woman. You the side chick. Don't get mad now. At least you get hella gifts. Live your life, queen. Also, you tell us your business, so of course we gonna comment." And Young Miami said, "Academics, my name ain't D, so keep it out your mouth. You're the type of N my uncle doing life sentences for, B-A-N. And then he responded by saying, "Misdirected anger. Brother Love wouldn't approve of this behavior. I ain't the one that had a side baby on y'all. Relax." And Miami said, "I'm nobody's side B. Let's just make this clear on this good Monday. I don't come second to no B." And then he said, "Nick Cannon's women would never be having a mental breakdown the day when he announces a new baby. I'm just saying, straighten up. Y'all be knowing what y'all sign up for." And then Miami said, "Who having a mental breakdown? You talking on me, punk? Who having a mental breakdown? Who? I'm trying to figure out when I was mad or having a mental breakdown. B, I'm in La La Land with my feet up, smelling my flowers. Y'all mad. You the one screaming at your screen, calling me out my name, punk." And then she said, "It's cool for a man to constantly harass me online that I don't know. He did the same ish when my car got shot up. He laughed when I almost lost my life. Find somebody else to play with. I can react how the F I want to." And academics ended by saying, "I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm praying for your healing, cause right now you sounded like someone who found out the news via TMZ, just like everybody else. I'll send my prayers. Love you, hon." Now, in my personal opinion, I really didn't see Young Miami act out of character. The only thing that she posted that day was this right here. And if you know, you know. But other than that, like, I didn't see a mental breakdown. I didn't see any of that. Maybe you guys did see something different. You can let me know in the comments. But I didn't see it, especially to the extent that he was trying to make it seem. But I do want to know what you guys feel. Did you guys see what academics claimed that he saw, that Young Miami was having a mental breakdown? And how do you feel about him calling her the side chick? You guys.
Okay.
But before we get into this tea, you guys already know I'm going to put you on a holiday deal. Take a look. Damn Jam is a Black-owned, woman-led seasoning and sauce line that specializes in unique flavors to spice up all your dishes at home. Everything is made from scratch and not bought in bulk and repackaged, hence it's not like anything on the market. No matter if you're cooking chicken, seafood, soul food, eating healthy, or grilling, there's a product from their line for you. They have 6 signature seasonings and 2 sauces. Also, the owner drops cooking tutorials on her IG for you to cook yourself. Use code BWITHTHET for 10% off all orders. I will have all the details in my description box below. Okay, you guys, so Diddy is stepping behind his cinnamon apple. He says he's not going to take any disrespect towards her. Now, if you guys do not know what's going on, Young Miami got into it with academics yesterday on Twitter. He basically said she was having a mental breakdown ever since Diddy announced that he had a new baby and that she was nothing more than a side chick. So he said, "Young Miami mad at me for pointing out the obvious. You said you and that N go together real bad. That N had another baby with another woman. You the side chick. Don't get mad now. At least you get hella gifts. Live your life, queen. Also, you tell us all your business. Of course we gonna come in." And then he said, "Nick Cannon women would never be having a mental breakdown the day when he announces a new baby. I'm just saying, straighten up. Y'all be knowing what y'all be signing up for." They went back and forth for a little time, and then academics ended it with saying he's gonna pray for her. Well, it looks like Diddy did not appreciate that exchange because this is what he tweeted. Young Miami is not my side chick. Never has been, never will be. She's very important and special to me, and I don't play about my shawty wife. I don't discuss things on the internet, and I will not start today. So think what you want, but know if you do something to hurt mine, I'm going to come to your house and we're going to talk about it like human beings. Love. But you know what? I'm glad Diddy spoke up and checked academics because, to be honest, he got a little bit too sassy with this situation. I don't feel like this is a situation he should have necessarily addressed. And I honestly think he took it too far. So I'm glad that she has some muscle behind her to speak up and protect her. I'm really happy to see that with this situation. But I do want to know what you guys feel about this. How do you...
So that's for my girl B with the T. Now let me go ahead and drink this own tea I got right here, because it's a lot I gotta say about this. You know, first of all, with P. Diddy having this baby, you know, one thing that I found very interesting is that for the past 3 years, P. Diddy has been talking all this woke bullshit about, you know, black love and black family and trying to be, you know, all pro-black and conscious and woke now. And I'm just like, you know, your actions don't match the words that are coming out your mouth. Okay. For those of y'all who don't know, his baby mama name is Dana Tran, and I saw pictures of her. It's obvious she's the Asian woman. Even, you know, early this year, Young Miami was going back and forth with another girl who P. Diddy messes with, and she was even on Tasha K's YouTube channel discussing their relationship and whatnot. And, you know, that girl is also Asian. You know, even going back to P. Diddy's last official girlfriend, if you want to call it that, Cassie, who, you know, had the song Me and You, she was with P. Diddy a whole decade, and she's half Asian and half black. And he actually officially, you know, said that was my girlfriend. You know, and even going further than that, damn near 30 years ago to when he was messing around with Jennifer Lopez, and Jennifer Lopez is an Asian, but she's the same skin tone as these other three girls I just mentioned. So, you know, P. Diddy obviously has a type. Now, if you look at his kids are all different shades, but if you look at their mothers, they're all either biracial they're all biracial. Justin Combs, his oldest son, mama is Chinese and black. Kim, his long-suffering baby mama, who unfortunately died about 2 years ago, she's mixed. You know, that other girl, you know, her mama is half black and half, no, her dad is white and her mama is black. And again, Cassie, who thankfully he didn't get pregnant, because from what it sounded like, their relationship was damn near hell. You know, she's mixed. So you can tell he has a preference, and there's nothing wrong with that. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but in my personal opinion, there's nothing wrong with having a preference if you're respectful about it. But what I don't like is a lot of these men, especially celebrity men, will be talking out as well bullshit. But you know, you look at who they have kids with, and I'm sorry, it ain't adding up. Okay, you talking about all this black family this and black family that, and building strong black homes and stuff. But I'm like, one, you got kids with multiple women. And two, you still out here doing that. And you over here breaking up a whole family. Granted, if that woman is married, because there's no real confirmation on that, she's as much to blame for that as P. Diddy. But again, P. Diddy, you too old to even be involved in that mess. Okay, you are. And you know, what I find very interesting about this whole situation is Young Miami's response to that. Now, DJ Academics is very disrespectful to women. Honestly, I think he has a problem with women. I do. You know, he goes very hard on these young female rappers for whatever reason. And, you know, he does talk crazy to a lot of these female rappers. And unfortunately, there's an audience for that. And, you know, but you know, what I found very interesting was, you know, DJ Academics, even though he was disrespectful, he kind of didn't tell no lie. Okay, Young Miami was so mad and so pressed because what he said, even though it was disrespectful, was somewhat the truth. Okay, but you know, from the very beginning, I thought their relationship was somewhat fake. Because, you know, there's rumors that P. Diddy is bisexual in the closet. And me personally speaking, I do believe that. But I'm going to say allegedly, just so I don't get sued. But, you know, I personally do believe that he is allegedly bisexual. And, you know, the more and more has been coming out about that. And, you know, I feel like he was dating Young Miami One for clout, but also to quell those rumors. And also because he wants to get back into the music industry. You know, all this year he's been hosting, you know, awards. He's been trying to get into music. He released a music video and a remix. And you know what? It didn't sound too bad. I will say, you know, the man still knows how to do a remix pretty good. He even had Young Miami on the remix, even though she can't rap the shit. He even had her on the remix and in the video. And, you know, her show on Revolt TV, which is something P. Diddy started. You know, it was doing somewhat well and it was trending and whatnot. So, you know, I do think P. Diddy was using Young Miami, just like I think Young Miami was using him. Okay, since Young Miami been messing with P. Diddy, her stock has kind of changed. Okay, before she was just known as, you know, one of the ratchet girls from the City Girls, the one who couldn't rap but had a big butt. And nice hair. And you know, she had two kids. One was with a guy, I think he was a drug dealer in Miami, who unfortunately died. The other one's with a hip hop producer, you know, and that's what she was known for. But when she got with P. Diddy, you know, it's like her circle didn't change. She started moving differently, she started dressing differently, and you know, you could tell she got comfortable with that. You know, I do think they did have sex. Honestly, I think it was just a transaction, somewhat like prostitution, but not. Instead of money being exchanged, it was clout and respect and a career being exchanged for, you know, a good look and some occasional sex here and there. You know, stuff like that happens all the time. But along the way, I think Young Miami probably got caught in her feelings, because you know how she's been acting these past, you know, few months around P. Diddy has been very interesting. You know, at the BET Awards, she held up this sign saying, you know, "I love you, Poppy," you know, just jumping up and down. And even her bandmate and friend JT and JT's boyfriend Lil Uzi was just looking at her side, was like, "Girl, what is you doing?" And when P. Diddy got that Lifetime Achievement Award, he didn't even mention her at all. Hell, he talked more about his ex-girlfriend Cassie and his baby mamas than her. Even that song, you know, "Moving On," "Gotta Move On," and the remix, you know, that song is about Cassie. And Young Miami was on there, but I'm like, the song is about his ex-girlfriend, who he still mentions, even though her new husband has repeatedly told him stop mentioning her. So, you know, the way Young Miami has been moving is just very interesting to me. And I think what's the most interesting thing about it was, if you ever listen to any of the City Girls lyrics, how Young Miami is moving is not how a city girl supposed to move. If you ever listen to any of their lyrics, usually when in a situation like this where I'm fucking a guy, he goes out there and gets another bitch pregnant. You know, you ain't supposed to be up here crying and going off on Twitter. You supposed to take his money and buy you something else, bankrupt him, steal his credit, go out there and fuck his friend, fuck his dad and stuff. Those are their lyrics. So, you know, the fact that she's acting like this just goes to show me that's just a front. That's just the image. She don't live that life. You know, the only female rappers I think live the life that they preach is Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. But Young Miami and Sweetie and them, no. That's just the image. And unfortunately, when stuff like this happens, the image gets shattered. But I just want people to realize, you know, if you're in a situation like this where it's friends with benefits, or we exchanging sex for money or whatever, or a career, just be mindful of what it is. Because again, if this was, you know, what it was, we just do what we do, and there's no title on it, then, you know, Young Miami shouldn't be pressed. Now, I will say the fact that P. Diddy kind of did come to her defense was nice, but I'm like, P. Diddy, you ain't fooling nobody. I think you just said that so you'll be looked at as a good guy. I'm just saying. But that's just my opinion on the situation. And you all tell me what you all think about it. And I'll come back with the rest of my stories later. Thank you all for listening.